This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Many people dream about a career as a musician. For Cleveland's Elijah Bisbee, he's decided to make it a reality. Bisbee recently quit his day job to pursue music full-time. For this week's Shuffle, I talked to Bisbee about his journey. Until recently, 31-year-old Elijah Bisbee worked for a Cleveland software company and did music on the side. Now he spends his days holed up in his home studio. To get his focus and discipline as a full-time musician, he came up with Song X Project. He created a song every day during October, and this month wrote a song every week. He says he wants to leave a legacy to his future children.
I wanted to have the proof to say, like, yeah, it's hard. It sucks sometimes to be a musician and not making any money, but like, how cool is it that life is so much more fulfilling when you're following what you're passionate about? I have the means now more than I ever have. I have the skills now more than I ever have. It's like, why not try now? And so September 1st was my last day in corporate America. Music full-time is all I do. I think the only metric that I've set for myself in the first 6 months or first year is to make a measurable impact on the Cleveland music scene. Mm-hmm. Like right now it's phenomenal because my wife is so supportive and we're so lucky to have enough income for me not to be sweating all the time thinking about how I'm going to pay for groceries this week or something. So really thankful for that.
So talk about the month of October. You came up with this idea for a song a day project.
Coming out of my job, I knew that it was really imperative to build solid habits quickly and not just say like, okay, I'm on vacation for the next 6 months, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to find something that was going to create those habits and build accountability into it. It was like the first thing that came to my mind. It's like, okay, then write a song a day. I decided to, you know, ask for supporters and ended up with about 55 supporters. The amazing thing for me is that that created so much accountability. I can't let them down.
Then at the end of October, you decided I'm going to keep this project going and make it a song a week in November.
Yeah. Song X week just seemed like a natural progression because during Song X day, I kept thinking to myself, well, these can't be that good. It's a day.
You have one day to create a song.
Yeah. Like it's not going to be the best thing that anyone's ever heard. To put the pressure on myself, I said, okay, well then do a song in a week because then you theoretically you have time to work on all the technical stuff. And the reality is Song X week was so much more difficult than Song X Day.
Because you have that time to really think about it.
Yeah, and I think probably the perfect example is the first week of Song X Week. I started on Monday and worked on it for a little bit on Tuesday, and then Wednesday listened, and I was like, I'm not releasing this on Friday. So then Wednesday, I started all over again.
Started over.
Totally. So yes, the progression was meant to be a way for me to not have excuses of making music that I'm like actually proud of. The result of Song X Week is that like I'm proud of what I've done. Definitely between Song X Day and Song X Week, I've just found that constant creation is so healthy, and I'm so happy to have had the room and the space in my life to explore that. It boils down to the Song X projects, creating a venue for me to share that with others too.
What happens next?
I'm ready to really pour into a record and take some of the lessons that I've learned from these past 2 months of projects and really put them into play, really doing it the right way. And then like literally starting to gear up for Song X Day again in like May or June or something of 2018.
Elijah, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
You can find links to Elijah Bisbee's Song X project and see a performance from his home studio at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.